Hello, ladies. I'm really excited about today's topic. We are going to be talking about how to tell if you are losing fat and not muscle. So, you're weightlifting, you are changing up your eating habits, and maybe the scale is looking a little funky, and you're like, okay, is this what it's supposed to be doing? Maybe you're losing weight, but you're like, I don't know if I'm looking stronger. Maybe you're not losing weight at all. Maybe you're gaining weight and you're freaking out because you don't know if you're losing your hard-earned muscle. You don't know if you're losing fat and you're just plain confused. So today I'm going to help you learn how to cut through that confusion and figure out if you're actually losing fat and not muscle. Okay, so let's get into it. Hi there. Welcome to the Effective Fitness for Women podcast, your go-to guide for practical weightlifting and nutrition tips. I'm Rachel, a wife, mom of six, registered dietitian, and passionate weightlifter. This podcast is for the woman who is tired of not knowing what to do in the gym, frustrated with trying to eat right, but not sure what eating right actually is, and just wants to start seeing some results. If that's you, then you are in the right place. This podcast is all about teaching you what you need to do in the gym and the kitchen to lose fat, gain muscle, and be the strongest you've ever been. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, I am really excited to get into today's episode because this was a really hard thing for me to figure out. There was a lot of anxiety with, am I doing the right thing? Is this working? That's really, I think, the question that we're all asking is this thing that I'm putting a lot of time and effort to actually working how I want it to, right? Okay, so for today's episode, I'm going to be assuming that you're in a season of fat loss. We are going to be talking about whether or not how you can tell if you are losing fat, okay? And then also, I want to make sure that we understand that we are focusing on a trend here. I'm going to be talking a lot about data, but we're looking at the trends, right? So if you're freaking out because you weighed yesterday and the scale was up 2 pounds, you know, just chill, right? We're looking for trends. And I'll talk more about this in a little bit, what sorts of trends we're looking for. So the first thing is, before you can even know if your exercise plan and your eating plan is working to reduce your fat in your body, you have to have data, okay? This is not like a wishy-washy, oh, you know, I'll weigh one day and then I'll weigh, you know, 2 weeks later and then I might take measurements sometime and I go to the gym and, you know, I think I remember what I did last time, so I'm going to use that weight. No. Okay. We need consistent data. If you want to have the confidence in knowing what you are doing is actually working, then you have to do the work to have the data to prove it, right? A lot of times I feel like the reason that we don't have this confidence or we get confused or whatever is because we're not actually doing the work to give us that peace of mind. Okay. So make sure that you have actual data to work with. And what specifically am I talking about here? You want to be monitoring your measurements. And the ladies that I'm working with right now in my coaching, you know, I have them measure in 3 or 4 different spots. And we do that every single week so that we know what trend are we looking at. Okay. We also do averages of our weights every week. So I have my ladies weigh every single day and at the same time, and then we take a weekly average. This helps to offset for any, you know, you ate something salty, you're going to be on your cycle. This helps offset any of that. And we can start to see average trends. And then you also need to be monitoring and getting data from what you're actually doing in the gym. Okay. So I usually recommend the Strong app for keeping track of what you're doing in the gym, your workouts, so that you can know each week or each time you do a workout, a specific workout, okay, what did I do last time? Like, what did I deadlift? What actual number did I deadlift? Was it 65 pounds? Was it 100 pounds? What was it? Okay. And then you're going to take that number and you're going to know, okay, so this week I need to add 2 more reps, right? Or I need to add 5 pounds now because I'm at that point in my progression. And if you need help with all that kind of specific stuff, you can go to the Work With Me page on my website and you can apply for coaching. I have an application process. It's on my website, which is effectivefitnessforwomen.com, and there's a Work With Me page. So we have to know what we're doing in the gym, right? Specifically. Okay, because all of this is going to help us to figure out if what we are doing is actually being effective and giving us the result that we want. All right, so once you have data, you actually have data, and I would say you probably need at least a month's worth of data. I have 3 questions that you need to ask yourself, okay? So number one, what is happening with the scale? Okay, so you're weighing every morning, you're taking your weekly averages. What is happening? So if the scale is going up, could be muscle gain, especially if you're a newbie. It could also be fat gain, okay? If the scale is going down, it could be fat loss, but it also could be muscle loss, okay? If the scale is staying the same, you could be doing what's called a recomp, which is for people that are very new to weightlifting, which is where you're able to gain muscle and lose fat at the same time. It's only for beginners, okay? So as you can see, the scale is kind of like, it can be really any of the things, right? That is why I only take the scale as like one data point. It's one piece of the puzzle, okay? It's not the whole picture because it could be literally anything based on the scale, okay? So next question we're going to ask ourselves, what's happening with my measurements, okay? So you're going to measure yourself once a week. If your measurements are going up, it's likely fat, but it could also be, you know, some bloating going on. I've had that happen. It could be if you are extremely receptive to your strength training program, your muscles are growing so much that they're pushing your existing fat out. That's a possibility. Likelihood is that it's fat, but we will look at all the data points first before we determine that. So if the measurements are going down, it could be fat loss or it could be muscle loss. Okay. So as you can see, there's a lot of variability in what this could be. So then the last question that I want you to ask yourself in determining if you are losing fat and not muscle is, what is happening in the gym? Okay. So are our reps going up? Is our weight going up? Are we getting stronger each week? If that's happening, you are gaining muscle. Yay! We know that for sure, right? Are we gaining muscle and some fat? Well, we'll have to see. We're going to take all of these questions, we're going to take that data, and we're going to use that to give us an evidence-based, a scientific answer, okay? If you are losing strength in the gym, then that's definitely an indication that something's wrong and what you're doing is not working right. Okay. And if you're just staying the same, it probably means that your muscles aren't growing that much. Okay. So we know it's not muscle gain. Okay. So let's interpret this data. Okay. And we're just going to interpret it from a curious perspective. We're not going to be emotional about it. Okay. It's just data. And we are going to use this data to inform our plan, okay? So, for example, let's just say the scale is going up, all right? So you've been weighing daily, you've been taking your weekly averages, and you are seeing a trend and you're in a season of fat loss, but the trend is that the scale is going up, okay? All right, so then let's ask ourselves the next question. What's happening with your measurements? Okay, let's say that those measurements are going up as well. Okay, let's take that piece of data. Let's move on to the third question. What is happening in the gym? Your gym is going great. You are going up in reps. You are going up in strength. It's progressing really well. Okay, so the scale's going up. Our reps are going up, and our measurements are also going up. This tells me that the likelihood is that you are not actually in a season of fat loss. You're in a season of muscle gain, okay? So if you are trying to lose fat, we probably need to scale that calorie intake down a little bit, okay? Or do some adjusting. Again, this, we're looking at the trend, right? If this is like a 1 week thing, you know, then that could be something different. But if you're looking at this from like a bird's eye view, from like a month, right? We want to be seeing, if we're in a season of fat loss, we want to be seeing our strength continuing to creep upward. It's not going to go up as fast as it will be if we were in a season of muscle gain, right? But we want to still see progress in the gym, but we should be seeing a decrease in our measurements and a decrease in our body weight eventually. It could take some time, okay? And, you know, I had this literal thing happen to me. I was, you know, working out hard in the gym. I thought that I was doing it right to promote fat loss. And after 3 months of it, and the scale's not moving, my inches aren't moving, I had to face myself and be like, okay, you know, maybe you think that you should be losing fat right now, but you're not. And I just had to accept that. And so I dropped my, I transitioned into a true season of fat loss. And guess what? Measurements started going down, scale started going down, reps in the gym and weights continued to creep upwards. You know, and so that's just one way that you can use the data that you are tracking to give you some confidence that, okay, like I'm not actually in a season of fat loss, or I am actually in a season of fat loss. This is working great. Like right now, for example, if we were to do another example, okay, so your scale is going down, right? And you're worried that, oh my gosh, am I losing all my muscles with this, right? So the scale's going down. Your inches are also going down. Okay. And in the gym, your lifts are still progressing how they should be. Congratulations. You are losing fat. The majority of that body weight that's coming off of you is from fat. And that's such a freeing feeling when you know what I'm doing is effective. What I'm doing is working for me. Okay. So I hope that was helpful for you. Again, just to recap, the three questions that you need to ask yourself is, what is happening with the scale? What is happening with my measurements? And what is happening in the gym? Figure those things out and then see where the data leads you, right? We have to be led by our data, right? So I hope this encourages you, helps give you confidence that what you're doing is actually working. If you need help with an eating plan to promote fat loss, if you want to start losing some fat, you can go to my website, effectivefitnessforwomen.com, and download my free nutrition guide. It's called Simple Guide for Fat Loss Without Counting Calories on the free resources page. And then I'll also link it in the show notes for you. And if you want to dive in deeper with all this, if you really want to get some help, go to the Work With Me page on my website and fill out the application. So I hope this was really helpful for you. Remember, follow the data, and your action item for this week is to make sure that you are actually getting the data that you need, okay? So that when you do start to see that scale move, when you do start to see those measurements go down, you are for sure, this is fat loss and not muscle loss, and that helps you, That helps you a lot. Okay. So take those weights, take the measurements, and keep track of your reps and weights in the gym. Of course, like I've said before, the scale, if it's triggering for you, then maybe don't use that data point, right? If it's something that causes you a lot of anxiety. But for most of us, it's fine, and you really, that data is helpful. So I hope this was helpful for you, and I will talk to you guys next time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, and it would make my day to see a 5-star written review from you. Leaving a written review helps other women find this podcast so they can start to get results too. Let's help other women start their fitness journey together.